study, amen, on preaching something else, but God has laid a different thought on my heart, amen, coming down, and I want to share with you this morning, and God being my helper, in the book of Luke, and I know it's a familiar scripture. We're going to hear it many, many times over the course of this season here, but in Luke chapter 2, I thought, well, Lord, they hear this all the time, but you know God's Word never gets old. Amen. You know what? God's Word never gets old. Amen. And that's like the song of Amazing Grace. It don't ever get old. Amen. A lot of things get old. Amen. I had a birthday yesterday and then found out I'm getting old. Amen. But, things get old, and you know, a car get old, a house will get old, but and he'll wax old as does a garment, you know, our clothes get old. But the Word of God never grows old, amen, and the things of God never grow old. You know, what God put inside of me and what he put inside of you, amen, is renewed day by day. The Bible said, Paul said, amen, he was renewed, the inward man was renewed day by day, amen. The inward man's got to eat just like the outward man does. The inward man, amen, has to function just like the outer man does. It's important to feed, amen, the inner man this morning. It's important that he be nourished, and he nourishes on eternal things. He don't nourish on worldly things. He don't nourish on things that's going to fade away and get old and pass away. And you know, we talk about things down here at every service. Seems like we've got someone in the family, someone in the community, someone that we know that passes away. That's a part of life, and it's sad to think about it. It brings sadness to our heart. But one day I'm going to a place, Brother Melvin, where we'll never grow old. Amen. We'll never pass away. There'll never be no wreaths of death hanging upon the door this morning. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, if anything this morning ought to excite us, amen, it ought to be that we're going to make heaven our home. The Bible said, the Lord told him one time, said, rejoice not because the devils are subject unto you, but rejoice because a name is written down in the Lamb's book of life this morning. Amen. I'm glad my name has been written down, ain't you? Praise the Lord this morning. I'm glad my name is there. It's been there. And the devil can't come and just wash it away this morning. Amen. Because Jesus put it there this morning. Amen. And I'm glad that he did today. But in Luke chapter 2, I know a familiar scripture. The devil told me. He's already told me. He said, well, Robin's going to hear that. Amen. But I'm in coming to my heart this morning. And amen. I planned on preaching on something else. And but you know, God's ways is far above what mine and yours are today. God knows what we stand in need of. Amen. He knows what I need. He knows what you need. He knows what suffer needs. Amen. And a lot of times this morning, amen, we think what we need this morning is to be totally opposite of what God says today. Amen today. Amen. The Bible says this morning, and I love the Christmas story. I love it. Went out there to the Christmas parade last night, and amen, and boy, just feeling the joy, and you know, it's a good time of year. It's just something God did, and I'm glad this morning, amen, there ain't nothing the devil can do about that today. The Bible says in verse 1, said it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be taxed. And this taxation was first made of Cyrenius, was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was in the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his spouse's wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, that the days would be accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, amen, because there was no room for them in the end. Amen. And I want to stop right there. And I want to preach just a simple message this morning. I've got the same message, amen, that's been carried for now for 2,000 years. And amen. But I want to look at the seventh verse and the thought that God has placed on my heart is when, amen, it said the Bible says she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for him in the inn. And I want to preach just for a few minutes of time, amen, on no room for Christ this morning. Amen. I tell you, I got to thinking about that. And the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me, Brother Eric, about that this morning. I thought, my goodness, if there's ever been a time, amen, that the word needs to go out, it is the day in which we live this morning. Amen. And you know, and I think about the world that we live in today, and amen, I think about myself, because I'm in it just like everybody else, and amen, I work and go and do just like the next man, but amen, I think about how a lot of things that, amen, will try to muscle out, Brother Melvin, the things of God in my life this morning. And amen, it'll be this, it'll be that, it'll be something else. But there's a lot of things, and I know we have to deal with things a lot of times. And but you know this morning, folks, that the most important thing that we can have, amen, in our life is the Lord this morning. The most important thing that we can give, amen, would be the graces of God. You know, amen, I thought about in John chapter 3 and what the scripture said right there. Said, amen, said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son this morning, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave us the greatest gift, and he gave us the gift. It's when we give gifts at Christmas time, and boy, we love to receive a gift. I love to receive a gift, and amen. And but you know what? This morning, God today come and give us the greatest gift that could ever be given, and amen. And that was the gift this morning, amen, of eternal life. Because I'm gonna tell you, amen, without Jesus this morning, there is no eternal life this morning, folks. There is no eternal life outside of God this morning, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. And, you know, a lot of folks, and they don't have a problem with God. Amen. But when you bring it down to this man Jesus this morning, when you put it in a bodily form, when you put it in a man that walked upon the earth and amen, and all the things that he done, and the life that he lived, and the death that he died, amen, for me and you. Boy, I tell you, the devil has a real problem with that. Folks has a real problem with it, and amen. And but I tell you this morning, folks, amen, the things that the Lord done for me and you right there, amen, was the greatest gift man could ever have, and amen, it's the greatest gift that could ever be given, and amen. But the Bible says right here that when he comes, and amen, they look for a place to go, and Joseph and Mary went, and amen, they looked for a place to go, and there's no room in the inn. There's no place at a hotel, and all the motels are booked up. Boy, I've been there sometimes, just had to keep on driving, because there wasn't no place open this morning. But amen, they had to go there to that place, and the Bible said, because it had no room, amen, in the inn. And you know, folks is finding no room for the Lord this day and time in their life this morning, amen. It's like Brother Melvin and them singing the song there a minute ago. Amen, you know, if a man gained the whole world and lose his soul in the inn, what does he profit? Amen. In the end, what would he give in exchange for his own soul this morning? Amen. Folks, it's working. I mean, and I know God says to work. And don't get me wrong. God says to work. Amen. And we ought to work. And boy, God blesses the people, amen, that does work. But boy, I'll tell you this morning, you know, there's everything that can crowd out the things of God in our life. And amen, and folks is going and doing and gain all they can get, do all they can do, and experience everything they can experience. but they never make room for the Lord this morning. Amen. Never make room for the Lord. And I know me, even as a Christian, even as a preacher, even as a pastor. Amen. There's things that I'll have to just sort of scoop to the side. Amen. That I can work the things of God in this morning. Amen. I think, you know what? Amen. Someone said the other day, there just ain't enough hours a day. I said, no, it can get to that point. And, amen, but there's one thing for sure. Amen, this morning, folks. And, amen, there's one thing that I intend to do, and that's make room for the Lord. Amen, because when folks fail to make room for the Lord, amen, it always comes up short this morning. Amen. Amen. I'll get to thinking, and I sure come a long ways. Amen. There's room, and I still need to make room for the Lord. There's things I still need to make room for God.
Amen.
Amen. God knows the truth. God knows my heart. God knows me. Amen. Better than anybody. Amen. There's things that Robbie, amen, needs to do to still make room for the Lord. Amen. And I mean, I've got room to move up. I thought, Lord, this message is good for me as it is anybody. Amen. But you know what I'll have to do? Amen. I'll have to a lot of times just sort of set things down. It can be undone. The dishes cannot be washed. Amen. The clothes cannot be folded up. Amen. But when it goes time to serve the Lord, we better make that top priority this morning. Amen. We better make that number one. I know this preaching ain't popular in other places, but it'll get us to heaven. Amen. I mean, we're living the time, Brother Donald, that, amen, folks are going there, getting everything they can get, doing everything they can do, and they're leaving the Lord behind because they have no room for Him this morning. Amen. And boy, I'll tell you, amen, there's a lot of folks that pat people on the back and say, well, that's all right. Amen. But you know what this morning? Amen. I'm interested in getting people, amen, to glory. Amen. To see them in heaven this morning. Amen. A lot of folks just want to see them in church. I want to see them in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. You get folks where they need to be with God. Amen. The rest of it will work out today. Amen. Heaven needs to be filled. Amen. Heaven needs to be filled. But there's things I'll have to do. Amen. I mean, I can feel, especially in the times we're living in, the days that we're living in. Amen. And the world presses at you. Amen. The world don't see this now.
Yeah.
Amen. Like me and you will. Amen. It won't see this morning. Amen. That they, amen, just ain't no place for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
They don't understand that. I didn't understand it till I got saved. Amen. The things of God were foolish to me. Amen. Weren't the things of God foolish to you before you got saved?
Amen.
Amen. I thought as a young man, I thought, well, this does no good. I find no use for this. Amen. This does me no good. I thought the preaching, God's word, I don't get nothing out of that. The songs that were sung, amen, they didn't do nothing for me. I didn't get nothing out of that. Amen. As a young man, growing up, and I was raised in church. Amen. I didn't get nothing out of it. Amen. It didn't do me no good. Amen. Because I wasn't where I needed to be with the Lord. But I knew, amen, Brother Donald, I knew my grandmother, and I knew my mother, and I knew, amen, my family. Amen. How they love the Lord. I see them rejoice. I thought, but you know, I'm not getting something out of it, but there's something there they're getting something out of. Amen. I am missing something this morning. Amen. Amen. They got to see it in us. Amen. They got to see it in me and you. Amen. If it don't excite us, if it can't motivate us, if it can't move us, why would we expect it to do anybody else any good this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. I know this ain't real popular. Someone said, Robbie, I thought you were going to make me feel good this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. God didn't call me to make you feel good. Amen. Word God makes us feel good sometimes.
Yeah.
Amen. Today, it makes us feel low. Amen. That same spirit, Brother Eric. Amen. You know that, amen, that word of God, it slew me. Paul said it slew me. Amen. It cut me down. That word of God, Brother Don, it showed me where I was at. It showed me, it brought me low. A lot of folks don't want to be brought low no more. They don't want to be humble no more. I talked to a brother, I talked to a neighbor up at home yesterday, I guess it was, and he's been in the Army and been over, fighting over in Iraq and all that, been a sergeant and all that, and he was telling me, he began to talk to me, and he was talking there, and he's a good friend, and he said, you can't say nothing to anybody anymore. Amen. They just want to laugh. He said, if somebody comes in there and they've got pink hair or whatever, and you say something to them about their pink hair, they need to get that took care of, need to get a haircut or whatever. He said, they'll go and cry about it, and they'll come and say, you can't say that to somebody. Or, and now we're talking about it in the Army, if you say something that hurts somebody's feelings, they'll run a tail on you. Hey, man, say, Sergeant so-and-so come and hurt my feelings. They'll come and say, you can't say that no more. It hurts somebody's feelings. Hey, man, because they're sensitive. I tell you, folks, hey, man, like my grandma used to say, we need to thicken our skin up sometimes.
Amen.
I'm telling you this morning, the Bible said in the last day, they wouldn't even endure sound doctrine today. Amen. I tell you, folks, dignities are about no more.
Yeah.
Law and order is just about no more. Amen. We're living, amen, in the latter times this morning. The Bible said because iniquity, which is lawlessness,
yeah,
amen, abound, the love of many would wax cold this morning. Amen. Folks, find no room for the Lord this morning. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, we need room for Christ. Amen. They ain't trying to muscle the Lord out and amen. He tries to muscle it out with me. And boy, and it wouldn't be hard if I let it be awful easy sometimes. Amen. To muscle things of God out in my life this morning. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about?
Amen.
I believe you do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We feel it. Amen. Even as God's people. Amen. We feel it this morning. Amen. Things that try to muscle the things of God out of my life. Amen. And I have to sit down. And you know what? I know. Amen. If I serve God on feelings, if we serve God on feelings all the time, there ain't no telling where we'd be at.
Yeah.
We'd be about like the Army is. Hey, man, they ain't even got a place to stand. Hey, man, they used to have men in there. Hey, man, now I don't know what they are anymore. And I don't believe they do half the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you this morning, amen, if we let things go in our feelings a lot of times, why? They ain't gonna tell where I'd be at. They ain't gonna tell where you'd be at.
Amen.
But we serve God in faith. Amen. We walk by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith, by things that we know to do. Amen. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna share something with you. I'm getting to another point here. Amen. When I do, and I sit down, I break my Bible out just for a little bit. Or I do, and I find me a good place to steal away. You know, the Bible says enter into your closet. Amen. I found a place to steal away and pray. Everybody, every one of us that's a child of God, need to have a little place where we can go and we can just be alone with the Lord. Amen. And when I do that, and I'll go and I'll get along, and I'll just be alone with the Lord. Amen. And I'll pray, or I'll talk to the Lord, or I'll meditate, or I'll read. Amen. I think, boy, how I need this. Amen. How good this does me. Amen. Lord, how good this does me. And my mind, amen, goes back where it really needs to be. And I begin to see things more clearly. Amen. Folks can't see clearly today because they've got away from God. Folks can't see clearly today because they have no room for the Lord this morning. Amen. How important is God? How important is the Lord? How important is Jesus in our life this morning? Amen. He's a stone, the Bible says, that the builders rejected. Amen. They couldn't find no place for the chief cornerstone. But he is head of the corner this morning. Amen. It's all about him still yet. Amen. Amen. It's all about the Lord this morning. Amen. But the Bible said, even from his birth, they didn't find no place. The world has no place for the Lord, but he's still the head of the corner this morning. He's still the main building block today.
Amen.
And I'll go and I'll steal away and I'll begin to pray and I'll begin to see clearly. I'll begin to think clearly. I'll begin to understand clearly. Amen. Folks is trying every way. Listen to me. Folks is trying every way to do something right without bringing the Lord involved in it. And it never worked this morning. Amen. It'll never work today. Amen. They're trying to, the Bible says they seek counsel, but not of God. Amen. They try to seek counsel of everything else, but they never go to the Lord this morning. Amen. I respect doctors, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I respect the Word of God more than I do anything today. I respect the power of God more than I do anything today because I've seen it at work this morning. Amen. I've seen it at work. You've seen it at work too. Praise the Lord. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. Amen, folks. Amen. Try to do everything without God, without bringing the Lord in. Now, you know, and I love going to the ball games, and we love going to the ball games. I love them. I enjoy it so much. Amen. And some of the things that I enjoy, amen, is the prayers. They stand up and have you remove your hats. They lead in prayer and, amen, singing the national anthem and, amen, and honor our country and soldiers and all these things. And that's it. I mean, that means as much as a game itself. That's how important it is. And they're trying to wipe away every bit of them things this morning. It's a work of the devil today, I'm telling you, folks. Amen. They want no things to do with the things of God. Amen. No room for the Lord. No room for Christ. Amen. Neighbor, if it ain't got Christ in it, amen. If we can't do something and have the Lord right there with us, we don't need to have no part of it this morning. Amen.
Amen.
If we can't do something, have the Lord right there with us. Amen. I'll go our. We used to go our head digging when I was growing up. Amen. And hunt, fish, and I still do that. We'd go out, we'd go our head digging. Some of us boys would. We'd get under that bluff, we'd dig, take our lunch with us, stay all day. Amen. Digging our heads. Amen. We'd go out and, amen. And we'd stop. We'd think, you know what? Let's have a word of prayer. We'd take Tesla. What do you want to pray about? Anything on your heart. You sit around and talk about it. Amen. Boy, some of them things that's held on to me. I don't feel like I've held on to them, Brother Don, as much as I think that they held on to me this morning. Amen. And you look back and think about things, and just as a, and you know, had a birthday yesterday, and I really enjoyed what Rebecca put on there. I didn't think much about it. When I was growing up or anything. But she put on there and it meant a lot to me. My dad taught me how to fish, how to ride a four-wheeler, how to build a fire, how to do some of these simple things. You know, just being there with her and help her do some things. And just what it meant to her. The Lord, that's the way the Lord is with us. You know, God put some things like in our lives. Boy, we instill that in our children and grandchildren. And how important it is. Bring the Lord. Bring some simple things. And amen. And teach them to pray. And amen. And to read their Bible. And amen. And to honor God. To honor God's house. To honor God's men. To honor the country we're living in. And honor law enforcement. Amen. And have respect. Amen. For law enforcement and all these things. Folks, if they don't get it from us, they'll never get it anywhere this morning. Amen. They won't get it anywhere. Folks, the world has no room for the Lord. Amen. Unless we show them this morning. How important it is for us to make room, amen, for Jesus this morning. Amen. I'm glad my parents did. I'm glad my grandparents did. I'm glad my parents did. Amen. I'm glad I have even the time that these things didn't mean a thing to me. Amen. I didn't get nothing out of it, but I knew there was something there. They got something out of it. There was a strength there. There was a lot of love there at home. A lot of care, a lot of compassion. Amen. A lot of things that I enjoy. Boy, just so good. That old table, you heard me talk about that old table that grandma was sitting around that. All the things she done. Boy, just how good it was. Amen. Not only wasn't the fanciest thing, but boy, there was a lot of love there. Amen. Young's been there too. Amen. But you know, having them things there, and amen, and growing up that way, amen. How important it was. How the love and passion that was there. Amen. Meant more than anything. Anything that money could buy. Amen. A lot of things. My Uncle Jesse, we laid him to rest. And I'm going to come close here just a minute. But, love my family. Amen. Him and Aunt Charlene and Dad one year was in between jobs. And his heart had Christmas. Didn't have much of one. Boy, they made sure me and Pat had one. We just little bitty fellas.
Amen.
And brought them things in and just the compassion, the care. Even though the things in church at that time wasn't really important to them, but when the Lord saved me, built the heart in, I thought, Lord, there's something I need, amen, that I've not got. Amen. Something there that I've not got. Amen. Come in. Amen. I realized some of the things this thing about. I began to understand what God's word was saying. I began to understand it meant something to me to hear what the preachers have to say. And, amen. And realize and line up with it. To know what was done. Amen. And have an understanding this morning. I begin to understand some things they shout about, some things they lift their hands about, some things they praise about. Amen. But it was the Lord. Amen. Finding room for Christ this morning. A lot of folks won't find room for the Lord. Amen. This day of time, they find time to do everything and to get everything they can get. Accomplish all they can accomplish. Gather everything they can gather. Amen. That's all right to do that. But don't leave the Lord out. Leave the Lord out, you left the main thing out this morning. Amen this morning. Love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Feel good in my soul this morning. Amen. Feel good in my heart. Boy, there's nothing like the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like, amen, being able to walk with Jesus this morning. He's the best friend. There's so many words, so many messages. Amen. I mean, it can be preached. Amen. Especially the day and the time and this Christmas time we're living in. Amen. It's a joy. And I love the Christmas parade. More than kids, watching them kids. They're gone. They're out there. They're going through there. They're throwing that candy out. And them kids are running and grabbing. Every now and then, there'd be one or two hit my feet. Amen. I'd grab it. Amen. I had some of the kids. They had their baskets all filled, But you know, it's a joy that the Lord gave us. A lot of folks don't even want the sad thing about it. A lot of folks go and do, but they never really grasp the meaning. They really don't understand what it's all about. They know there's something there, but they never grab hold of what it's really about this morning. Amen. Because they've never found the room for the Lord. Amen. In their heart. Amen. Find room in their heart for the Lord. Things change this morning. Amen. I put my heart, I've given you what the Lord has put on my heart this morning. I will pray you. Amen. It's blessed you today. And let's bow our head this morning with a little prayer. Lord, we thank you this morning for your goodness. And thank you, Lord, that you made a way for us this day, God. And we just thank you for being together with the brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, and the songs of Zion, and the things that we enjoy that's of you and God, and how you brought it real to us, Lord, how real you are in our lives. And we just worship you and praise you this morning for that, God. And we pray for others today that, Lord, that don't know, that don't see, and don't understand, God, that thinks this world is all that they have, God, that did see the light. You see how they need you, God, above everything else, Lord, is our prayer. God, we'll thank you for it, Lord. Help us to be that light, we pray. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said amen.
Amen. Amen.